You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. In that speech to Congress, we saw a president pleased with the economy, as we say, and America's global position. Today, the Senate will vote to keep Donald Trump in office despite impeachment in the House of Representatives. His approval ratings haven't been going up or down. What does that mean for the Trump administration moving forward now? Ian Bremmer is founder of the political risk consultancy called the Eurasia Group. Good morning.
Always good to be with you, David.
Now, the president last night spoke again of a blue-collar boom and the economy helping the bottom half of American incomes, not just the top. You've written about this, Ian. Does that mean the frustration, if not the anger, of people that perhaps fueled the president's election has subsided or will subside soon?
Has subsided a little bit. I mean, certainly we're not just talking about market growth numbers. Wages are up a little bit, even for middle and working classes now from where they were 3 years ago. And to be clear, there were no Dems back in 2016 that thought the U.S. economy under Trump in 3 years would be doing as well as it is right now. But let's keep in mind, it's on the back of these big tax cuts for the corporates and for the wealthy in the U.S., on the back of a lot of regulatory rollback, which is problematic long term, and on the back of trillion-dollar deficits. And the U.S. economy growing at a 2% clip, given all of that, is pretty anemic.
Do you think this is now a president that can get another tax cut through soon, sometime soon?
No, we don't think that's particularly likely, and we don't think he's moving anywhere on infrastructure either. Given what has just transpired in the Senate, if you think that the Iowa caucuses were bad and created uncertainty and polarism, not even close to what we're going to see in November. And that, I think, is going to be important to markets because they think that this election is, if it's Trump, if it's someone else, they think the risks are more about what happens if Bernie Sanders becomes president. They don't think what happens if the risks is for weeks or months, we actually don't know who's won. And it's really contentious and quote-unquote rigged. I think that's the more proximate risk.
Quote-unquote rigged, not rigged.
Certainly the perception of the losing side, irrespective, will be that, yes.
Ian Bremmer advises corporate clients on political risk as founder of the New York-based consultancy, the Eurasia Group. That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.